Currently, a measure passed last spring would give a tax credit to any film production that takes place after January 1, 2008. But when Beacon Pictures of Los Angeles announced plans to film a $10 million movie this summer about Wisconsin's greatest poker player, tempers flared over having it potentially done out of Hellmuth's native state. Earlier this year, Lieutenant Governor Barbara Watson told Wisconsin Public Radio that she supports making the measure effective immediately, saying other states have profited from movie shoots.
Our neighbor just to the south, Illinois, saw an increase of $125 million in the first year after enacting similar legislation.
But critics, including State Senator Russ Decker, say the push is a waste, as Wisconsin is trying to resolve a $1.6 billion deficit. Decker's quoted in a Los Angeles Times article as saying one film is not going to make or break the state. Hellmuth disagrees.
I think that's a narrow view because it's been proven that when a film is done, it really boosts the state's economy.
Hellmuth says he sees both sides of the issue, but there's much to be gained for his hometown and state.
It's just kind of a bummer that the timing of this thing is going to be such that the movie's going to be filmed in Winnipeg, you know? But man, I would love to see the capital and the beauty of Wisconsin used.
To make the tax credit happen before 2008, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee must approve the change before the Senate and Assembly can vote on it. Senator Decker and others say there are higher priority issues to address. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.